This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan says President Trump has asked for his country's help in securing a peace agreement in Afghanistan. Khan told a group of local journalists he received a Trump letter Monday morning and promised Pakistan will make all possible efforts to help with the peace process. A Pakistani foreign ministry spokesman says the U.S. president, in his letter, said his most important regional priority was achieving an Afghan settlement. The casket of George H.W. Bush will be taken to the U.S. Capitol Rotunda today, where the 41st American president will lie in state beginning Monday evening. The AP's Saigar Meghani has a report.
The former president's remains will travel here from his beloved Houston, where Barbara Kenney was among those remembering him at the church George H.W. and Barbara Bush attended.
Just a very caring man who was always willing to help others.
His body will lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda starting this evening, where the public's invited to celebrate his life.
A life of honor, a life of honesty.
Colin Powell, who was his top military advisor, telling ABC's This Week, President Bush was a patriot in war and peace. The 41st president's remains will travel here on a plane most often known as Air Force One. Today, it's called Special Air Mission 41. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Political scholar Larry Sabato at the University of Virginia says Bush 41 is an underrated president.
As people look back and as people are recollecting the Bush presidency, it looks a heck of a lot better than it did at the end of it. Bush, of course, was defeated for re-election, and most people at the time considered him a failed president. But now I think we can see in retrospect that he was actually quite successful, arguably the best one-term president we ever had.
For more news around the clock, you can log on to voanews.com. This is VOA News. In Spain, a far-right anti-immigrant party has scored a political victory in legislative voting in Andalusia. The Vox Party claimed its first-ever seats giving a majority to conservatives. The vote was seen as a first electoral test for Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez and his Socialist Party, which won just 33 seats compared to 47 in 2015. The U.S. and China have agreed to a temporary truce in their trade war after a meeting between President Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping at the G20 summit in Argentina. Mr. Trump spoke with reporters on the flight back to Washington.
It's an incredible deal. It goes down, certainly, if it happens, it goes down as one of the largest deals ever made. It's a deal between the United States and China, made by the president and the president. And it'll have an incredibly positive impact on farming, meaning agriculture, industrial products, computers, every type of product.
The Chinese foreign ministry said President Xi and Trump had pledged an effort to remove all tariffs. The U.S. president said China would begin by downsizing and then removing tariffs on American cars exported to China. Qatar says it's quitting the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries to focus on exports of liquefied natural gas. The Arab Gulf nation is locked in a diplomatic dispute with Saudi Arabia, which dominates OPEC. But a top official in Doha says the decision to leave the organization was not driven by politics. Qatar has been part of OPEC for 57 years. After a third straight weekend of often violent street demonstrations in Paris, French President Emmanuel Macron has asked for an evaluation of further protest security measures, among them a declaration of a state of emergency. Police in the French capital said nearly 100 people, including 16 police officers, were injured and more than 200 were arrested after a protest turned violent in central Paris on Saturday. Demonstrators are demanding a rollback of increased fuel taxes. The World Bank says it's doubling its funding, $200 billion over 5 years, to help poor nations adjust to global warming. The bank's announcement comes as teams from 200 countries begin a two-week-long climate change conference in Poland. The meeting follows the G20 summit in Buenos Aires, when 19 nations reaffirmed their commitment to the Paris Climate Accords. The United States was the only nation opposed. Mikhail Kurtika heads the conference for the UN.
The United Nations Secretary General is counting on us, all of us, to deliver. And there is no plan B.
Ukraine is accusing Russia of blocking the entryway to the Sea of Azov. Ukraine imposed martial law in areas near the Russian border last week after Russia seized 3 Ukrainian Navy ships and captured 24 sailors. Ukraine has banned Russian men of combat age from entering the country. I'm Gene Randall, VOA News.